Professor Richard Robertson said the current activity at the volcano is considered to be residual activity. He said the volcano is trying to get back to a state of stability.
We got a measurement for SO2 on Friday, and I think the numbers were still within the same ballpark range. It's generally, you know, you could say it's kind of around 250, 350. That's the kind of range that we have. I think the one on Friday was a little over 300. So the numbers, the signals in terms of the monitoring network continue to indicate that this is a system that has ended its eruptive phase currently. And what you have in, at least at the summit, is residual activity. And then what you have in terms of things that would impact on people is things like lahars, where the material is shifting and essentially mountain is trying to get itself back to a stable state. And that means all that material at the top is either going to come down and enter the sea, or else it's going to be stabilized by vegetation removal.
Professor Robertson also spoke about the hot spots at the volcano and provided an explanation of how they are formed.
Because of the eruption, you have brought a lot of hot rock, high temperature material, closer to the surface. So while before, when we went up at Soufre, you had a fumarole where you had steam coming out, which was hot because the steam was coming from deep down, but it was hot. But because it was steam, it wasn't the rock itself. The steam was being heated by a hot rock that was deeper down. The temperatures up at the summit was, you know, less than 100 degrees Celsius most up. But what we have done is that we have brought the hot rock that was deep down before, below, and left some of it at the top. So there is a certain amount of residual hot material up at the summit that's going to be there for a little while. It's going to take a little while to cool down. So the hot spots are really areas at the summit which either is fed by high temperature fumaroles, steam that's coming from hot material close to the surface, or actually having some of that hot material still at the surface.
Professor Robertson said the monitoring team is planning to take photographs with a thermal camera to provide improved imaging of the hot spots. He said this will also allow for better temperature readings to ascertain exactly how hot those areas are.
One of the things that we hope to do, hopefully before we leave this time, is actually to get some pictures again with a thermal camera to show people some of the hot spots, which we see the hot spots, and some of the reporting that you get is from NASA satellites that pick up detect these hot spots from satellites orbiting the Earth. I'm hoping to probably get up at the summit at some point and point a camera into it, so I'll get a closer in picture and measurement of what the temperatures are. We're telling you all the time that it's hot, and we think it's a couple hundred degrees Celsius, but we like to show. Can I validate that with a close-in picture?
Head of the Soufre monitoring team, Professor Richard Robertson. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Soufre volcano update.